More than 23,000 families in Baltimore County are on a waiting list for housing vouchers. The vouchers, once known as Section 8, are federal subsidies for people who need help to pay their rent. WIPR's John Lee reports that while people are waiting years for vouchers, the long-running debate over where to put affordable housing in Baltimore County rolls on.
Chanel Harris is waiting for a voucher, has been since 1998. Harris says her name was deleted from the list a couple of times, so she had to reapply. The last time she did that was 10 years ago. While she waits, Harris, her three children, and her aunt live in her grandmother's three-bedroom apartment in Woodlawn.
I love my family, but I like to love them a little bit from a distance.
Harris says she's looking for her own place, but she can't find anything she can afford.
Even for a one-bedroom, they want basically almost near $1,000 for just one room. And granted, we are in one room, but I would never be able to afford that.
And that, in a nutshell, is Baltimore County's two-pronged problem. Not enough vouchers to meet demand and not enough affordable housing, whether you have a voucher or not. So, even if you do score a voucher, it's hard to find a place. And you only have 60 days to do that, or you lose the voucher. And in Baltimore County, landlords can reject you solely because you use a voucher. Jill Williams says once she got her voucher, she almost didn't make the 60-day deadline.
Most areas don't want you. Most apartment complexes don't want you because you're Section 8.
We met at Williams' neighborhood McDonald's in Randallstown. Williams is a Coast Guard veteran who raised a family in Annapolis. Her husband got sick with cancer and died. The medical bills drained her savings. Williams suffered a stroke and became homeless. She got her voucher through a program for veterans. Once she got it, Williams says she was advised to look for an apartment in Randallstown because that's where she could find landlords who accept vouchers. Williams says as a veteran, she finds that frustrating.
And now you tell me there's certain places I can't live because of my low income. I was protecting you.
And that brings up another problem. The affordable housing in Baltimore County is concentrated on the east side around Dundalk and Essex and the west side in Randallstown and Woodlawn. Those west side communities are in Councilman Julian Jones's district. Jones says about half of the county's 5,800 vouchers are in his district. Although there is no public housing in Baltimore County, Jones says the current system is replicating the effect of creating pockets of poor people.
So then at the end of the day, if we don't curb this, we've tore down all of those high rises in Baltimore only to move them into other communities.
Last March, the county settled a federal housing discrimination complaint filed against it by three residents, as well as the NAACP and the advocacy group Baltimore Neighborhoods, Inc. Under the agreement, Baltimore County will start spreading affordable housing around. County Planning Director Andrea Van Arsdale says they've been contacting developers in the year since the agreement was reached.
We believe that we have really gotten the word out that we are ready to look to help facilitate the development of affordable units.
Under the agreement, 1,000 affordable units are to be built and leased by 2027. The county is putting up $30 million over 10 years. The money's to be used to help developers finance affordable housing projects. But here's the trick. Most of those units have to go in parts of the county where affordable housing is currently minimal or non-existent. It can take years for a housing project to go from idea to occupancy, but Van Arsdale says the pipeline looks healthy.
We are looking in Towson. We are looking in Owings Mills. We're looking in Hunt Valley. We're looking in parts of the Southwest.
The county committed to leasing 10 new affordable housing units in the first year of the agreement, and Van Arsdale says they've made that goal. But that number rises dramatically in the years ahead. Between 2019 and 2026, 100 new units need to be leased each year. Kathy Howard with Regional Management Incorporated calls the county's approach to spreading around affordable housing wrongheaded. Regional Management rents around 2,000 affordable housing units in Baltimore County, including in Dundalk. Howard says it's a mistake that under the agreement, developers get no financial incentive to build in Dundalk, despite the promise of thousands of new jobs with the redevelopment of Sparrows Point.
Unfortunately, Dundalk is not considered one of those areas, and yet it's probably the most up-and-coming, one of the most up-and-coming areas in the county. Search me why they did that.
And Howard says the county wants to entice developers to build affordable housing in more rural areas where there are no water and sewer lines.
And it's pretty much impossible to develop new rental, multifamily housing when you don't have those kinds of services available.
Thomas Tomsett with the Maryland Multi-Housing Association says the county is issuing mandates.
They're not working with anybody. They're saying you are going to do this.
County officials say that is not the case. They say over the past year, they've been meeting with developers and community organizations to explain what's going on. Vouchers are also part of the conciliation agreement, and that brings us back to where we started. You remember Jill Williams, the Coast Guard vet who had a hard time finding a landlord who would take her voucher. Well, under the agreement, the landlords who own the 1,000 new affordable housing units will have to accept vouchers. Also under the agreement, the county council had to vote on whether to make it illegal for all landlords to discriminate against prospective tenants who use vouchers. The council did that last summer and voted it down. Councilman Jones says this means the voucher holder often never gets his foot in the door to make his case to the landlord.
Many, many of them are very good people and guess trying to find a better life for themselves and their family.
Housing advocates say it would be easier to spread voucher holders around if landlords had to at least consider them. But even if that happened, that would not change the reality that people are waiting a decade or more to get a voucher. Marcia Parham is the executive director of housing in Baltimore County. Parham says no new vouchers will be issued this year. That's because once you get one of the county's vouchers, it's yours, as long as you continue to qualify. The issue of whether landlords should be able to turn down people who hold vouchers is now being debated in Annapolis. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 and WIPR.